on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Cranbourne today, and the best in the business, Dean Lester, joins us. Good morning to you, Dino.
Morning, Michael.
How are you today? What do you make of the Cranbourne meeting?
It's quite a good meeting. There's a few promising horses, especially race one, the terrific little two-year-old race. And I like the program, yeah.
And how do you think it'll play? We're hoping a lot better than Seymour yesterday. What do you think about the surface today?
Yeah, I don't think there'd be any doubt about that. The rail at 3 metres played really well in the true position here a few weeks back. 3 metres is fine. The track's a soft six. So, we know what we're going to get. Lovely day. And I think the track will play, as Cranbourne does. It's a tight track, so can be a little bit on pace, but it really is tempo related.
Soft six, and as you say, a beautiful day in Victoria. And Anthony Freeman's looking for a winner today. Sam, I wonder if he's going to Cranbourne to be the man on the spot when he joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Sam.
Morning, Michael.
You heading down to Cranbourne yourself today?
Yeah, I will. It's nice and local, 15 minutes from Pinecliff, so very easy.
Well, that's good, because we know the big guns go when you think you can have a couple of winners, and you've got some nice chances today. Good to see Lockie Neindorf. How's he settled in to the Freedman camp?
Yeah, look, he's been going really well. He's a hard worker. He had tonsillitis last week, so he's out of action, but he was just so keen to keep getting into the stable. We had to really push him away and let him get himself healthy. So he had a really good weekend with a couple of winners. He's at the jump out at Mornington this morning. He's getting really good support from trainers in Mornington that are using him in track work and trials, and he's getting that reward on race day. So, I think it's obviously very different to Adelaide. They're riding a lot tighter in Victoria, and he's learning pretty quickly, but he's working hard, so it's all good.
Yeah, he's a star of the future, and he might be a star for you today because he's got a couple of nice rides. Bombay Rocket, as we heard from Dino, this is an intriguing race, and there's a lot of nice form out of this, or promise, I should say. There's good raps on Frederick the Dane, and Bombay Rocket certainly did well in its first campaign. How's it come back?
Yeah, look, she put up a little sore at the end of her last campaign, and she subsequently had to just go and have some surgery on one of her joints, so we gave her enough time to recover from that, and we've taken her along nice and slowly. She's had a couple of good jump outs. She's a filly that she needs to be pretty fit when she goes to races, because she probably has one speed, and that's flat out. So she's a little trier. She'll ride the speed and give a good kick. But the Hayes horse has trialled up really well, and it could just have the class edge on us, but we'll give a bold sight.
All right. Cupid's Bow goes around in race number two, and this is a horse that's coming back from racing in South Australia. How's it going?
Yeah, she's going well. We've taken the blinkers off her. She's just been racing a little fierce her last couple. She's back to the 1400. Instructions will be probably rider as you find her. She's led up in the past, and she's rock hard fit now. If she were to jump well and take a position a bit closer, that could be an option. If she was a little slow away, we can ride her quiet and let her hit the line. But she seems to be going really well, and it's a nice race for her.
Oh, she's very consistent. I think it's about $5 a field, so it might be a nice each-way play for the punters out there. And then you wrap up the day a little later with Rice Queen, who again is only lightly raced and shows ability.
Yeah, look, I think she's probably our best for the day. She's getting out to the 2,000 metres third up, which was the recipe for success last prep. She handled Sting out of the tracks. She was pretty stiff last start on the synthetic. Just got trouble at the wrong time. So she seems to be humming along at home, and I think she's our best today.
All right, we like that, about $6.50. We'll speak to you later in the week, but with the early markets coming out today, can you give the listeners one for Saturday?
Look, down on Roman, he's faced his runs. He's staying at the mile, month between runs. If the track continues to dry out, then he should run a really good race again. He's probably our best for the weekend.
All right, I like it. Good on you, Sam. Good luck today, mate.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.
Sam Freeman joining us there. Dino, let's get stuck straight into this first race, which it's probably the highlight of the day, really. We've heard from our trial files expert, Glenn Ingram, who's been following Frederick the Dane, trialled beautifully. It's the favourite at $2.25. Bombay Rocket at $3.10. Miracle Day, a good push from Rob Hickmont earlier, at $8 as well. And then Mr. Habichat at $9. So the spruiks all out there about Frederick the Dane, and probably a little bit lukewarm, Sam Freeman, about Bombay Rocket.
Yeah, that was very interesting, Michael, because it really has been come down to intent with their recent jump outs. Frederick the Dane has, you know, looked fantastic at the jump outs, and as has been mentioned, he ran very quick time when he won his most recent jump out, and he spaced them. The second horse spaced the rest, and that was Yes Baby Yes, who won yesterday at Seymour and won really well. So that's a really good form line, whereas Bombay Rocket's had two jump outs. They've been sound, but there's been no real intent to put her into the trial and make her, you know, really hammer along, where, you know, she showed good speed in her jump outs last time in. So I think Frederick the Dane probably just has the edge at this stage. There's not that much between them on what they've shown at the races, but I think he might have improved with being gelded and a bit of maturity. Two to beat eight. 10, Esther La Rocca. It was quite a good debut here and does have race fitness on her side. And 4, Miracle Days. Had two recent jump outs. Looks to be going well. Say carried a little bit of weight in its most recent jump out as well. And its debut performance was competitive for a race like this. But terrific race. I think Frederick the Dane will probably get the money, though. 2, 8, 10 and 4.
2, 8, 10 and 4. Would you be happy to take 225, Dane?
Yeah, I think that's fair enough, Michael, to be honest. I thought he'd... you know, when the sort of 9 o'clock betting started, he might have gone closer to odds on, but the money initially came for Bombay Rocket, but I think it'll swing the other way. So yeah, I'd be happy to take that.
All right, Frederick the Dane, a confident selection in the first 225 for Dino. Race number 2, Cupid's Bow. We just heard from Sam Friedman's the equal favourite. We take out 2. She's a cracker. Cupid's Bow and Glassy Miss at $5, ahead of Echo Boomer at $5.50. A Clear Breeze is at $6. So, gee, this is an open market, Dane.
It is. There's not much between these fillies, and it'll come down to probably tempo of the race. Be interested to see how Cupid's Bow begins, as Sam Friedman outlined, if she begins relatively well. It's up for grabs to race a bit closer here, but I'm going to go with number 5, Echo Boomer. I just think she's been a really consistent filly for Patrick Payne. Go back to that run behind Quantum Mechanic at Sale a few runs back. That's a really good figure. That was a really good rating race. And her subsequent runs have been good. I think she's at backable odds each way to beat Cupid's Bow, who's very consistent, also back in trip here. But it will come down to a bit of a tactical battle, I think. 8, Give Me 10. I thought the first up run was terrific. Lost her way in the next couple of runs to a degree, but freshened up, can run well here. And 3, A Clear Breeze. Resuming first run for Rob Hickmont. Thought the recent jump out had some merit, but not much between them. But Echo Boomer, I thought, was a touch over the odds. 5, 1, 8, and 3.
5, 1, 8, and 3 in the second. The third at Cranbourne's a benchmark 70 over 2025. No scratchings. Luna Flare is a pretty firm favourite here for Ollie and Graham Begg at $2.30. Tysonic into $6.50. Tavolo Gap is also at $6.50, as is Rice Green, which was Sam Friedman's best of the day at a good price. Dean,
that was music to my ears, Michael. I think she's got a terrific chance, Rice Queen. If she runs to her form pattern last time in, she ran 5th first up. She ran a good second at her second run, jumped from 1,500 to 2,050 and won well 3rd up last preparation. She's got a very similar profile again. I thought her run at Ballarat on the synthetic was outstanding. And the little query is the lack of pace in this race. It looks a messy speed map, but I think if she gets rolling at the right time, and especially with Lockie Neindorf's claim, she's got 54.5 on her back, she'll be hard to beat. I think Tysonic's going really well. I think the Ma Eustace stable have got her back in good form. Her 2 runs this time in have been really encouraging in getting to a trip that suits. I think she's the danger. 3, Luna Flare. She was the beneficiary of a very fast speed at Sandown last start, and it became a real slog, and that suited her. I don't know if she'll get that race dynamic today, so for that reason, I think she's a little bit under the odds. Certainly highly competitive, but just a bit under the odds. And 6, Tavolo Gap off a maiden win last start, next best. But I think at the odds on offer, you could certainly have something on 9 and 1 here, but I think 9's terrific value. 9, 1, 3 and 6.
9-3-1-6, which is, or 9-1-3-6, which is a great each way selection. 6.52.20 for Rice Queen. Race number 4, benchmark 70 over 1600. Again, they all go round. Boom Stock is the firm favourite here at 2.40 ahead of Reformist at 4.40 and Brim at 4.40. And they're the only three under double figure odds, Dean.
Yeah, well, he's a bit of a constant in these 1600s at Cram and Boomstock. Three of his last four runs have been at the track and distance, and he's got a win in 2 seconds to his credit. Last start, he drew barrier 13 of 14. They announced they're going to ride him quietly, and he swept around the field, and he won really well. It's a different sort of scenario here. Barrier one, he's, whether he can get that momentum when he needs it, I think he's the most likely winner, but he's well enough found in the market. The horse that ran second to him, Brim, is going to have a bit of an advantage in the tactics early because he'll just roll forward, make his own luck. He'll run the same sort of race again, just a matter of whether Boomstock gets the momentum and runs him down. Five Reformist, now with Archie Alexander, formerly with Chris Waller. The form around him is quite sound. Ran well to Lewis last start, and that form stacked up on the weekend. And number 8, Broken Treaty, who's second up from a spell for the Luke Oliver yard. I thought the run here behind Vladivostok was full of merit at a good price, and he'll be competitive again. But I think if Boomstock gets the momentum at the right time, he'll probably beat Brim again. But that looks the right form line. 4, 6, 5, and 8.
4, 6, 5, and 8. We're halfway through this 8 rates program at Cranbourne. We'll take a break. Come back with the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Racing at Cranbourne on the soft 6 today. Beautiful weather, and we're up to the first leg of the quaddie. Benchmark 64 over 1,400 metres. We take out 2, 10, 11 and 12. Dean Lester's finding us all the winners. And Dean, the favourite here is Diode at $2.50, or Diode. Bacchus is at $5, down to Sunset Eagle at $6, and then Miss Polanski at $7.50. And frankly, Harvey, Rob Hickmont, said was his best each-way chance of the day at $11.
Yeah, I've got him in the tips, Michael. I do like Diode, though. I think his run first up was a beauty at Geelong, and that form line only got enhanced on Saturday. He ran second to Wicklow Town. Wicklow Town then chased Mystery Shot. So plenty to like about that form. He's a winner at 1,400 metres. Got good tactical speed, which I think make his own luck here and be hard to beat. 14 Sunset Eagle might be the improver. Was trapped wide last start and actually had a poor recovery after the race. So it was a total forgive run. And that was 1,600 metres. I think back to 1,400. Winner here at Cranbourne can run well. One, Honey Wine, I think is way over the odds for the Jamie Edwards stable. The first up run was sound on the synthetic track, but the real sweet spot for this horse is soft six ground, three-time winner on soft six ground, and has won second up, so it can be competitive. And frankly, Harvey, I think, yeah, just getting fitter. I hope that they're probably riding forward today, and he could nearly get outside the lead, and has got a couple of good performances here at Cranbourne next best. 3, 14, 1, and 9.
3, 14, 1, and 9 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 is the second leg of the quaddie, and the scratching here is number 4. We take out the 7 is favourite. Oxley Jack, $3.40. Harlem Blues, $4.80. The Great Hands is at $5. And then we go down to the next best is at, well, they're all double figure odds. There's only three under double figure odds in the market here, Dino.
Yeah, I'm going to put four numbers in the quaddie, but I think Oxley Jack's your starting point, Michael. The three runs in have all been very good, most recently behind Dane Zellick at Sandown. Even though it was a small field, drew the outside, and he actually had to work very hard early, and I thought battled on pretty well. We'll get either lead or outside lead pretty easily today from that inner draw, and I think will be hard to beat. Number 9, The Great Hands, has had three jump outs over a period of about 8 weeks, so he's had a very steady build-up for this. Resumes, wary of him. Number 12, Harlem Blues, the two-year-old taking on the older horses, but doing a good job this campaign. Both runs have been excellent. And Buck Bay, he was a pretty handy horse of a couple of seasons back. He's lost his way, but that most recent run was at least encouraging. I've put him in next best. 7, 9, 12 and 2.
7, 9, 12 and 2 in race 6. Race 7, benchmark 70 over the 1,000. Take out 4, 7 and 8. Vavoose is the favourite here at $5 for Ollie and Jamie Edwards. Ling Ling, $5.50. Salty Kisses is at $6. Snap Crackle Boom is at $8 with Indiscretion. George Osborne was on with the boys this morning talking about Salty Kisses. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, going probably at the top of her game. She's, as you say, her consistency's been fantastic. The positive going into today, I guess, is that the winner that beat her last start come out and won on Saturday very convincingly, so albeit a three-year-old race. So there's a bit of form there. She's probably got little improvement in her. She's probably going to have to go to the races and take that form with it. I don't think there's much improvement on what she's done at her first three, that she's obviously going to plateau out at some stage in a prep. So, yeah, look, she's drawn a little bit more kinder. And
so who's your best today, George?
Yeah, she'd have to be my best.
Do you like Salty Kisses, Dino?
Right in the mix, Michael. I think she's got a good chance. I thought number 13, Ling Ling, was the interesting runner here. And what I think is the hardest race of the day, Ling Ling showed promise last preparation. And former round Ms. Catherine, Finesse Tess are both city performers. And even back to this meeting last year, ran second on a wet track behind Paris, who's a city performer. So got plenty to like about her form, especially on soft ground. And a recent jump out was terrific. It was only a small field, but ran good time and can make her own luck here. So I'm going with 13 to beat 10, Salty Kisses, who's racing very consistently. 11, Vavus, ran well first up for the Jamie Edwards Yard at Sandown. Was big odds there, but ran well to Bless Her, that won again on Saturday. So it's a good form reference. And I thought Raven's Blaze ran well here behind Fight first up, and that might be a little bit better form line than this race. Fitter for that run, and with the claim, carries a similar weight, might be next best. But load up leg of the quaddie for me, but a slight leaning to Ling Ling. 13, 10, 11 and 1.
13, 10, 11 and 1, but one of the toughest races of the day. And at the other end of the spectrum, we've got the shortest price favourite to come home in the last. We can scratch 6, 14, 15, 16, 17 and Grinzinger Ali has been racing in Saturday company, comes to the midweeker, and it is a well-backed odds-on favourite into $1.75. Punters say there's only two chances. Magazine from the Mar, Eustace Stable at $3.60. It's also firmed, Johnny Allen to ride, and then it's out to $12 plus the remainder. Is Grinzinger Ali a good thing, or do we need the insurance of Magazine as well, Dino?
No, we do need the insurance, Michael, but Grinzinger Ali, the one to beat. The markets actually surprised me here. I thought that, no surprise that Magazine shortened, but I was surprised that the, from, you know, sort of 8 o'clock this morning, the tightening from about $1.85 in on Grinzinger Ali, because it's an interesting challenge for the two horses. Grinzinger Ali, as you mentioned, is way down in class, but he goes up 5 kilos first run at the trip. Magazine's had the run at the trip, actually drops in weight, but she goes up in class. So they're the two, though. They stand out head and shoulders above the rest. As I said, only the two we need for the quaddy. I'm going with Grinzinger Ali, though, to beat Magazine. 9, Jessica Ray, I think at a price. I'd love to see her just roll forward and be given a chance to just stride along here, and she could get into the money at a price. And 8, Avita Zane. Probably would have preferred softer ground, but he is in good form. Should have won 2 starts back, 1 last time, and will be competitive again. But 2 and 5 ahead of 9 and 8.
2 and 5 ahead of 9 and 8. If you were punting in that race, Dino, $1.75 favourite, Magazine $3.60, $1.50 the place, how would you structure that race from a punting perspective?
Well, Michael, I think probably, you know, you make it, you know, obviously you stand out in the quaddy. Hopefully you're alive there. And I'd be probably going the trifecta 2-5, 2-5 field, and then 2-5 field, 2-5, I think probably, and try, you know, and just hope one of the real roughies gets in and gets into the placings. Because at the moment, I think they're very well found in just the head-to-head betting.
All right. Well, there's a few shorties today. What's your play of the day?
My play of the day, I think I'm going to take a multi of 3 of them, and it does include Grinzinger Ali, ironically. A win race 1, number 2, Frederick the Dane. A win race 5, number 3, Diode. And a win race 8, number 2, Grinzinger Ali. Just as a best, I think race 1, number 2, Frederick the Dane is the best of them, and probably at the most backable price. The best value is Rice Queen in race 3, number 9. And the quaddie, first leg 1-3-9-14, second leg 2-7-9-12, third leg's the load up leg. I'll be going 1-3-9-10-11-13 and come home on 2 and 5.
All right. Now, have you got a good thing tonight as well?
Tonight?
Have you got a greyhound racing tonight?
I do. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
Break the Chain, I believe.
Yes, the dog that the family owns. She won at Sandown a couple of starts back. I don't know if she's a good thing, but she's certainly she's running very honestly. Had no luck in the final at Sandown last week. But, yeah, she's a chance in that sort of grade seven. And I think the wide draw actually suits her.
All right, so there's a little something for the punters tonight as well. Break the Chain, Cranbourne Greyhounds as well. Good luck today, Dino.
Terrific. Thanks, Michael.